I'm Matt Pike with Ag News. American farmers might plant less corn than last year, but it will still likely be larger than what USDA previously anticipated. That's according to data from the March 2024 Farm Futures Grower Survey. Total corn and soybean acreage will likely vary minimally from last year. Growers expect to plant 92.4 million acres of corn this year, down 2.3 million acres or 2.4% from last year. Soybean acreage is forecast to be 2.4 million acres or 2.9% higher than last year's 86 million acres. This is almost a one-for-one trade-off between corn and soybean acres from last year. If realized, that would bring the total corn and soybean acreage planted this year to 178.6 million acres, or the third largest combined corn-soybean acreage on record. Last year, farmers planted 178.2 million acres of corn and soybeans. Growers still anticipate USDA finding more winter wheat acres compared to last year. Senators Mike Rounds and Amy Klobuchar introduced legislation to offer producers fairer market prices for livestock disaster assistance programs. The Livestock Indemnity Program Improvement Act would require the Farm Service Agency to make quarterly updates to the Livestock Indemnity Program payment rates that reflect livestock market prices. The LIP provides payments to eligible livestock owners and contract growers for abnormal livestock deaths caused by an eligible loss of condition, such as severe weather, disease, or animal attack. The FSA is currently required to update the payment rates annually. The bipartisan bill would make these updates more frequent to reflect a quickly changing market. Ranchers often make large financial investments in their livestock and sometimes face heavy losses due to natural disasters and other circumstances out of their control, Klobuchar says. This will help ensure ranchers have a safety net that more accurately reflects the market value of any lost livestock. As lawmakers struggle to come to terms on a new farm bill, a farm state governor drove home the importance of one at a recent House Ag hearing. South Dakota governor, farmer, and former Ag Committee member Kristi Noem was passionate in her call for a new farm bill as not just a safety net for farmers, but for the nation's food supply.
America decided years ago that we needed to have a farm bill to ensure that every family in this country had a safe and had an affordable food supply, that they had the ability to go to a grocery store and to put food on the table for their families. And that if a farmer had a good year, he could pay his bills, but if he had a bad year, he could lose everything.
The Republican Noem stressed a farm bill should be bipartisan, but argued it wouldn't work without boosting subsidy triggers or reference prices, an issue that's divided the two parties over funding.
If you don't address the increase in reference prices and don't bring them up to where they should be, there is no safety net.
That's a big key, Noem argues, to keep farmers on the land.
They're some of the biggest gamblers that I know in the world, because they bury millions of dollars in the dirt, and they're taking a chance because they really truly do believe that producing food is a world need and it's a need that America needs to have. So at least give them a safety net.
Noem concluded that having a viable farm safety net is crucial to getting producers through bad years and enabling America to feed itself instead of depending on others to feed it. The Federal Aviation Administration issued an exemption for drone swarm agriculture, a method of seeding and spraying crops at a fraction of the traditional cost. Helio, a Texas-based drone manufacturer, successfully applied for an FAA exemption to allow fleets of drones weighing 55 pounds or more to fly together. It's the first exemption of its kind for machines that carry what the company calls a meaningful payload and makes the process competitive with traditional tractors and seeding rigs. On average, you're spending a quarter up front on the capital cost to buy the machinery, and the operating cost is about a quarter or maybe a third of what you'd spend for the more traditional stuff, says Arthur Erickson, Helio CEO. Under previous rules, a single drone required a pilot and another person acting as a spotter. Because of weight limits in flight, it took a long time to cover large fields.